This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God has a tailored plan just for you. Recently, we talked about one of the miracles that the prophet Elijah performed and how God worked through him to provide for this widow in the absence of her husband and family. This miracle is followed by yet another miracle that Elijah performs, this time for a wealthy Shunammite woman. So in this story, this woman has been very kind to Elijah and his servant, and now Elijah wants to reciprocate. His first offer is to introduce her to the king and the commander-in-chief, two of the most influential people in the land. But unlike the widow, who had no money, no prestige, and no next of kin to help her, this Shunammite woman was already wealthy and prestigious, and she lived among many of her family members. But what she didn't have was a son, and her husband was already an old man, and at this stage, her odds of having a child appear nil. When Elijah learned this woman was without a child, he told her, "About this time next year, you will give birth to a son." And of course, she did. Notice how God tailored plans for both of his daughters, whose lives were quite different. One was a poor widow struggling to take care of her two sons, and the other was wealthy, prestigious, lived among her family, but had no children. So no matter your course, God will tailor a plan especially for you. And as you reflect on that, remember these words, my favorite scripture, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you." Jeremiah 29:11. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, embrace the plans he has for you.